From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Venezuelans in Miami are planning a caravan to Washington to press U.S. leaders for sanctions against Venezuela. The advocates are expected to start their trip on Thursday and arrive in D.C. on Friday. Protests have erupted in Venezuela over food shortages, inflations, and a heavy-handed government that has shut off spaces for dissent. At least 41 people have died in the protests since February. Venezuelan Americans and others are traveling from throughout the country to participate in Friday's events. They plan to meet with legislators and voice their support for sanctions against the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. South Florida is home to the largest number of Venezuelans in the United States. Florida lawmakers have approved programs in the past to reduce taxes for film and TV productions. But a bill that would create tax incentives to lure more entertainment projects to Florida failed to grab the legislature's attention this year. Kathleen McRory in the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau says supporters believe the incentive program would create jobs.
The Miami-Dade delegation was really interested in expanding the film industry tax credit program this year. The argument being that the film industry is a great economic driver, that TV and movie projects really want to come to Florida. But the truth is that we don't offer the same incentives as states like Louisiana and Georgia, and that was a reason we were missing out on a lot of great projects.
South Florida saw the departure last year of the long-running USA series Burn Notice, as well as The Glades on A&E and Magic City on the Starz Network. The trade association, Film Florida, promises to be back in Tallahassee to push the bill next year. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.